The last time a woman played in the PGA tournament was 1945 at the Los Angeles Open. The woman was Babe Diedrichsen-Zacharias, who had already triumphed at the 1932 Olympics in track, winning 2 gold medals and 1 silver. She was also a threat in basketball, diving, tennis, baseball, you name it. Mildred Ella Diedrichsen, nicknamed Babe after Babe Ruth, turned to golf almost by accident when she was 21. She would practice and practice until her hands bled. And 3 years after she first picked up a club, Babe Diedrichsen was the Texas amateur champion. She would go on to win 82 golf tournaments, 17 straight in 1946 and 47. And in 1950, she was one of the founders of the Ladies Professional Golf Association. Another co-founder was Marilyn Smith, who played often against Babe, and remembers what she calls Babe's erratic swing off the tee.
She was more of a hitter of the ball. She had a powerful swing. In fact, her strength of her game was power. And sometimes she would hit the ball and kind of fall back or recoil, you know. And if you watch Annika Sorenstam play, she's got a very smooth, rhythmic swing, and she's always in perfect balance. And Babe was more of a hitter of the ball. She was tremendous off the tee. She averaged about 240, which was tremendous in those days because, you know, technology, we didn't have the equipment that they use now. So she was our longest hitter, and she really changed the expectations of what a woman could do.
My impression would have been, in my mind, that Babe Diedrichsen was a very large woman, and I've read that she was not. She was about 5'7".
5'7", and she weighed about 150, something like that, and very graceful. She had a lot of rhythm. She loved to dance, and if you ever watched her play the harmonica, she excelled at that. Everything she tried to do to the best of her ability. So she was very competitive, I think, in everything that she did. She was, you know, kind of quick with a quip. I mean, one time I heard her say, "Well, I'm going to loosen my girdle and let it fly." Well, you know, in those days, that was kind of risque. So she just did things off, you know, just whenever she wanted to do something, she did it. She kind of in tendency to stretch the truth a little bit in times, but she would come in from a practice round and someone would say, "Well, what'd you shoot today, Babe?" And she'd say, "Oh, I had a 68. Well, you know, she probably had a 74 or 5. But she'd say, "Well, that's what people want to hear." And that's true. They came out to see her shoot that 68, and sometimes she did.
I've been looking at some of the newspaper stories from back in 1945 when she played the PGA tournament with the men in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And it's so interesting because there's barely any mention of the fact that she's even there. There's a little mention maybe at the bottom of the story mentioning her score, mentioning that she's an Olympic athlete. But it wasn't a big deal, apparently, at least in the press.
Well, you know, that's what we happened. It happened to us on the tour in the early days. If we were in the paper, it was like the 10th page or the last page or whatever. So I think with Annika playing in this colonial tournament, it's going to be phenomenal. It's going to help give a tremendous boost, not only to golf in general, but women's golf in particular.
Well, Marilyn Smith, thanks so much for talking with us today.
Well, thank you, Melissa, and keep up the good work.
Marilyn Smith of Richardson, Texas, remembering fellow golfer Babe Diedrichsen-Zacharias, the first and last woman to play in a PGA tournament 58 years ago.